The WJCT News team is on a listening tour we're calling Beyond the Core. The goal is to learn about Jacksonville's many distinctive communities and help them understand each other. At our recent listening session at the beaches, residents seem to universally agree the St. John's River Ferry is more than just transportation. It's a beloved local treasure. So a WJCT reporter hitched a ride on the ferry at Mayport to find out why.
Please make sure your emergency brakes have been set. Also be prepared for a very loud whistle. You may want to cover your ears and ears of small children.
David White has been one of the captains at the helm of the ferry for 5 years. The former Coast Guardsman says the passengers and the navigation challenge make the job worthwhile.
I like interacting with the people. And also, it's fun for me, but the current, you know, the current here is something. It's good to just be able to, you know, to be able to, whenever everything goes exactly the way it's supposed to, that's a pretty good feeling.
Right.
Private ferries began crossing here loaded with farmers and fishermen in the late 1800s. Since the first public ferries charted the one-mile course between Mayport and Fort George Island in 1948, they've been sort of a government hot potato, switching hands from the state to the Port Authority and the city, before coming under the control of the Jacksonville Transportation Authority a couple years back. JTA spokeswoman Leanne Rassler says since then, 1 million riders have used the ferry, up to 40 cars and 200 people at a time, and not all of them for purely practical reasons.
So a lot of people that I run into as well, it's like, hey, I wanted to ride it. It's pretty neat. You can get on it, see all sorts of wildlife. And Kevin, one of my coworkers, saw dolphins earlier. Mm-hmm. So it is a destination in itself.
People like Joe Capris and his wife. The tourists from Boston are taking the ferry as a part of a scenic route from Amelia Island south to Ponte Vedra Beach, a route the National Park Service has designated the A1A Scenic Byway.
What do I think? This is great.
What do you think of the river?
For $6 to come across, it's beautiful. It's a great way to travel. Breaks up the ride, too.
Over the years, the ferry has weathered budget storms, with one entity or another seeking to sink it for a lack of profitability. But without it, drivers would see their commutes get longer, from a 1 mile, 15-minute ride across the river to a 28-mile bypass. So every time the ferry seemed doomed, a groundswell of public support kept it afloat. One of those moments of doubt resulted in the creation of the advocacy nonprofit Friends of the Ferry. Rich Reddick is its president. He says the ferry is an important piece of the area's culture.
This part of Florida, this northeast part of Florida, the beautiful part, with a lot of history going back to the Huguenots when they arrived here, would be lost. There'd be no way to experience it the way you can experience it today. So as a former history teacher, it would be a shame not to have this kind of access to both sides of the river.
JTA leaders say they'll continue building on that history this summer when it begins work on an at least 6-week project to replace ferry infrastructure like vehicle bridges and boat slips. That work is being funded by a $3 million federal grant. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.